Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, July 4th. Coming up in today's episode, Agniveer debate showdown between Rahul Gandhi, Army, Rajnath Singh and the departed Agniveer's family. Six arrested in Hathras stampede case which killed 123, as dozens still look for missing family members. Hemant Sorin is Jharkhand Chief Minister once again. And pre-poll predictions for UK election 2024. First up, the Agniveer debate started by the leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, has turned into a showdown between the Congress politician, army, senior leaders of the Bharatiya Janata Party and even family members of the departed Agniveer. The saga began during Mr. Gandhi's speech in Lok Sabha, which was flooded with allegations against the Modi government, and many of his statements were later expunged by the speaker. Now, in a late-night post on Wednesday, the army has clarified that Agniveer Ajay Kumar's family has been paid Rs 98.39 lakh within hours of Rahul Gandhi's claim that Rajnath Singh lied to the parliament about compensation of Rs 1 crore being paid to the family in Lok Sabha earlier. Some amount is due, over 60 lakhs, which shall be paid soon, the army added. Quote, certain posts on social media have brought out that compensation hasn't been paid to the next of kin of Agniveer Ajay Kumar, who lost his life in the line of duty, unquote, said the army in a post on X, underlining that it salutes the supreme sacrifice made by the Agniveer. The army added that he was given full military honours in his last rites when he passed away. Sources have told NDTV that the Rs 98 lakh were paid to the Agniveer's family in June end. The Agnipath scheme was launched in 2022 to hire four-year contractual Agniveers. The Congress had been speaking against the scheme throughout their election campaigns and even promised to abolish the scheme should they come to power. Mr. Gandhi this week alleged in Lok Sabha that the centre is creating a divide between soldiers. The regular soldier will get the title of martyr, but not the Agniveers, he alleged. Meanwhile, before the army's clarification came on X, Rahul Gandhi posted a video where the father of the departed Ajay Singh stated that their family had not received any compensation from the central government. He then lauded the Congress leader for raising the issue of Agniveers to the government. And next, six people have been arrested almost 48 hours after the Satsang stampede, which killed over 120 in Hathras. The self-styled godman, Bhole Baba, is not even named in the FIR registered after the incident. However, the Satsang organizer is among the six arrested. The UP police has said that all dead bodies recovered so far have been identified. Meanwhile, behind the number of 123 fatalities and dozens missing lies over 100 families with children, siblings or parents still trying to come to terms with the tragic Tuesday afternoon. Meenesh Kumar of Manpuri is still looking for his 54-year-old mother, who was last seen on Monday when she left for the satsang of Narayan Shakar Hari or Bhole Baba. Quote, "Now if I find my mother, I will never let her go to the satsang," unquote, he said, and claimed he has already searched in hospitals across Mainpuri and Etah and is now searching in Hathras government hospitals. There are dozens of people like Meenesh. The stampede at the satsang, the police say, broke out when the self-styled godman was leaving and his followers rushed to collect dust stirred up by his car. The godman's guards pushed some of the followers, triggering the stampede. His followers believe that the dust touched by the godman is holy. However, for some of his ardent followers who are now in hospital, the anger is now replacing their faith. Quote, "If the Baba really has powers and cares about us, he should come here and heal us. He should keep us in treatment," unquote, said a woman who fractured her hand in the chaos. Her 5-year-old grandson was also injured and is recovering in the same hospital. Meanwhile, documents accessed by police have revealed Baba's massive wealth and a history of criminal and other cases against him. In Manpuri, he has a 5-star ashram worth Rs 4 crore with a private road. Still supposedly missing, Surajpal aka Baba Bhole issued a statement via others that, quote, "anti-social elements," unquote, infiltrated his satsang and caused the stampede. Pal, who was born in Etah and was a head constable in the Uttar Pradesh police before choosing the Guardsman path, also has many cases against him and has faced several allegations of sexual assault. He even served time in jail. The multiple cases are registered in Agra, Itawa, Kasganj, Farukabad and even Rajasthan. And next, after a stint in jail, out on bail JMM chief Hemant Soren is now Jharkhand chief minister once again. He took oath at 5 p.m. today. Earlier on Wednesday, the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha had elected Hemant Soren as the legislature party leader, paving the way for him to take over as chief minister. Then former chief minister Champai Soren handed over his resignation to the governor. It is rumoured that he was upset about stepping down. However, he told reporters in Hindi yesterday that he took the post when he was asked to, but now leadership is changing. But it is reported at the meeting of the JMM's legislature party yesterday, Champai Soren, who may now be the executive president, had said he was insulted. Champai Soren had to hold the fort after Hemant Soren resigned late night on January 31st this year, hours before his arrest in a land grab scam case. The JMM heads an alliance that includes the Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal and a left party. The Soren swap in Jharkhand is a calibrated move by the ruling alliance ahead of the assembly election later this year. In 2019, the alliance won 47 seats to ease past majority mark. The BJP, contesting by itself, had won 25 seats. Breaking from breaking news. A man out on a Tinder date was allegedly scammed for over Rs 40,000 in Maharashtra. A man posted on Reddit about his Tinder scam experience. The Reddit user had asked people to beware and shared the name of the hotel in Thane where he was billed for over 18 alcohol shots, sodas and multiple snacks worth Rs 44,000 which he apparently did not order. He then called the police and the bill was settled at Rs 4,000. A user commented, "On a serious note, you should file an FIR. Because recently an IAS aspirant has filed a case in such rackets and exposed them from owner to waiter to the girl to everyone. They've told that they run similar scams in Mumbai, Hyderabad and other metro cities. So on the basis, you, your friend could get your money back and get justice. Good luck, buddy." NDTV recently reported on the ongoing Tinder or dating app scams, where people, men mostly, are called for dates in various cafes or bars in a particular location in each city. And they end up paying thousands and thousands of rupees for things they never ordered. And the woman often vanishes via the washroom. Someone was even billed for firecrackers inside a restaurant. Now, back to news. The United Kingdom is headed to polling booths today to decide the fate of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and his Conservative Party. In most of the poll surveys since February, from Survation to YouGov, the numbers are stacked in favour of Labour Party's Keir Starmer. Labour is projected to win 484 seats, much more than the record 418 seats it secured when former Prime Minister Tony Blair ended 18 years of Conservative rule in 1997. The majority mark in UK Parliament is 326 seats. Polls have also predicted a historic loss for the Tories led by Rishi Sunak, which are the ruling party of the UK for a decade. In March, YouGov predicted it will be limited to 155 seats or less in the 650 seats parliament. And PM Rishi Sunak, Prime Minister of 2 years, is also predicted to lose his seat. Rishi Sunak and his wife had already cast their votes by the time of this recording. This time, the centrist Labour is set to lead the race, with the left, Liberal Democratic Party and the Conservatives trailing at second and third. The total number of candidates from 98 different political parties is a record this year. Of them, 459 are independents and 30% are women. News agency AFP also counted at least 29 joke candidates, including 22 people running for the quote, "official monster raving loony party," unquote. In a last-ditch attempt to save his party, the Tories, PM Sunak told voters to stop Labour's supermajority on Wednesday. Sunak has faced a bevy of challenges this year, ranging from anti-Israel students who oppose his support in the war against Gaza, to his plan to send refugees to Rwanda, worsening National Health Services, inflated cost of living and many more issues. In the last 2 weeks, he has attempted to woo traditional right-wing voters by taking on a very public and social media spat against actor David Tennant, who demanded trans rights, and even posted long paragraphs against this community. Meanwhile, Suella Braverman, sacked as Home Secretary by Rishi Sunak earlier, told The Telegraph, quote, "Thursday's vote is now all about forming a strong enough opposition. One needs to read the writing on the wall that it's over, and we need to prepare for the reality and frustration of the opposition," unquote. If the predictions are accurate, Sunak will on Friday visit the head of state King Charles III to tender his resignation as Prime Minister. And Starmer, a former human rights lawyer, will meet the monarch shortly after to take up his invitation to head the next government and become the Prime Minister. He has promised a decade of national renewal but faces a daunting task in revitalizing the creaking public services and a flatlining economy. And lastly, Team India's victory parade in Wankhede had free entry for the public. The World Cup winning team met with PM Modi earlier today, immediately after their return from Barbados. Then the men in blue left for Mumbai for a 1 kilometer long victory parade in Mumbai. Even hours before the scheduled tour, Marine Drive in Mumbai was jam-packed with fans cheering and bearing face paints and the Indian flag. The team will end their open-air bus ride, showcasing the cup to the crowd at Wankhede for a felicitation ceremony. This year's win has ended an 11-year-long World Cup drought. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.